よ。What is up, beautiful people? Thank you for tuning in. This is the Matt Ramage Show, presented by Quick Trip. And today we have a great guest. We have Mr. Rev Trev in the building, or not really in the building, but he is joining me today. But before we kick into all that good stuff, we're going to talk about the Green Bay ending negotiations with the Packers on the new lease deal that they're trying to work out. We'll get into that, and then we'll talk about I'm trying to get this thing to work right here. But then we're going to talk about the new kickoff rule, right? They got a new kickoff rule going on over there. But before we get into all that, big shout out to Quick Trip sponsoring the show. Quick Trip is giving away fried chicken for life. So every time you buy fried chicken, all right, you use your Quick Rewards app, and you can win yourself chicken for life. You know what I mean? And that's an 8-piece once a week for the rest of your natural born life. They're not feeding zombies out here, you know what I mean? But let's bring in Mr. Rev Trev over here. See if I can get this go right. Oh, I don't think I did it right. Oh, here we go. No. Let me get this. I'm not good with the technologies, you know what I mean? What is up, man? How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on. And love talking about the Packers. Doesn't matter if it's off season, during the season, preseason, postseason, you name it. I like talking about them. So good to see you, Matt.
Yeah, for sure. For everyone who's listening, watching, Rev Trev, he's on Facebook, he's on TikTok, he's on Instagram, I believe. I know for sure Twitter. No Instagram?
No Instagram.
All right. You should be on Instagram, you know what I mean? YouTube. It's a good time. We're live on Instagram right now. What's up to all the Instagram people? All right, so first, you know, so that's what I was saying. Be sure to check out Rev Trev. He does a great job. He does some great stuff. Be sure to check him out, you know what I mean? So the off season is underway. Not a lot going on, but there is a lot going on. That's what I've been saying, because like the draft, that's really not my niche. That's not my special. I don't know if I have a specialty, but I know that's the least of all the specialties that I have, you know what I mean? So but like what I want to talk to you about, we're going to talk about the kickoff rule. You want to start there? What do you want to start?
Let me turn this heater on.
A heater over here because it's cold in this room. But yeah, so the NFL implemented a new kickoff rule. They voted on it. It passed. The Packers did not vote on it. A lot of people are telling me about that, because I love the kickoff rule. But let's start there. How do you feel about the kickoff rule?
Yeah, I mean, I like it because, I mean, it's only a one-year trial, right? So
yeah,
I do think it's worth trying. It's very interesting. I just think that they're trying to make it more exciting. It's just like they kick it through the end zone. It's like, okay, here we go again. It's like there's no excitement anymore. We've lost that. Now, I am a little concerned. Like a lot of the injuries, big injuries, were kind of happening because of the kickoff. So it'll be interesting how they end up seeing how that goes on. And but for the Packers, it's actually super great, because it's another, I mean, did they know that was going to happen? And then they're like, we got to get Nixon back, because if this is changing, we need him, you know? And if it wasn't, it's like, okay, we're just going to let you walk.
Yeah. And then that's exactly like what I think it is. Cause the Packers voted against it, obviously. But I feel like they knew that it was going to pass. So like, hey, we need Nixon's a good returner. We make sure we keep him. And kind of take advantage of this thing. And I think the kickoff rule is like really interesting, because it's not like, I've been reading a lot, which I don't read a lot, but like today I was like kind of reading a lot of articles on what people are talking about. It's basically like XFL people are saying, it's almost like a run play. Like they get the ball because they're so close, they're not running at you 76 miles an hour, full speed, top athletes. So it's more like a running game type of feel to it. So I wonder if like coaches are gonna like try to dial stuff up. Maybe you got like some reverses, maybe you got some trickeration, or maybe just like different formation of blocking, like how other teams want to do it. But I think this is good. I think it's gonna be interesting, because like, yeah, like you said, when the kickoff happens, you go to the bathroom, go grab a beer, go grab a slice of pizza, whatever you do with your life. during boring times of the game because it's rarely returned. It's almost always, unless you have a kicker who can't get that far. But, like, it's almost all touchbacks. So, from what I understand, it's kind of going to reverse that a little bit. They were saying, like, up to 90% return rate. And that just that's a whole play that is more exciting for the fan. I think it's good for the sport. We'll talk about another rule in a little bit that I don't think is good for the sport. But, like, this rule is so good. But I do want to bring up this and kind of show people what this is. All right, so it looks like they're going to be starting. Like, you'll have – I'm not sure, like, what way this is going over here. But they're going to be, like, five
– You have your messages up. You might want to put that down.
Oh, yeah, right? Hang on a second. Let me – I don't have any crazy messages. Okay, anyway.
While you're doing that, let me just tell you why this is good for the NFL, for Green Bay Packers fans. Because you know when you're going to instead, you know, maybe you're not going to the washroom wherever you're a little busy. What you need to, and what you're going to do is you're probably going to search on Instagram and try to find RevTrev NFL and realize I'm not on there. And it's going to make you mad, right? And so this is going to, like, cause Packers fans not to be so angry, Matt, that they're going to actually get to play the ball. And they're not going to be looking for me on Instagram and then be mad that I'm not there. So if you think about it, it's good. I mean, if they look at Twitter or X, as I call it, or YouTube or Facebook, they're going to be fine, right? Like, they're going to be chilled. But think about how many fans now are just going to be relaxed. How's that for a segue? So you ready?
Yeah. I like it. I like it. But, like, so it looks like I was focused on this, but, like, yeah, you were going, but they're going to be close. I don't know if it's 5-10 yards. I think it's 5 yards away from each other. So, like, it's going to be like instant blocking. So I think they have some words down here. I was reading it. Oh, no, this is the tweet, so it's not going to say it, but, like,
it's be higher, right?
If it goes out of the end zone, then it's not the same. Hang on. I screwed up because I had it all right here. But, right here I have it, actually.
It looks good. I mean, it makes it way more interesting. I mean, we've never seen anything like this before. So, the guy kicks off from the 35, Matt? And then, but everyone else stands in the offensive zone? So, when can they move?
I think once the ball is caught, then they can then they all move. So I think because, like, a lot of people were saying that, like, how do they know, like, when they catch the ball and whatnot? But I think that they're all, like, kind of, like, standing, like, kind of, like, normal, you know, like they kind of stand sideways and they're, like, they're ready for it. But, like, they're just going up there and blocking. But I like it. It's gonna be a lot more returns. Keyshawn Nixon's gonna get how many kick returns for a touchdown this year? Over under the start.
Seven.
Yeah, I was gonna say over under, like, six. That screen higher. Share. I'm never screen sharing again.
It showed. It showed what it does. I think your followers are gonna love that. I found it interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. I think that it's a fun play. Like, all the XFL players who have been doing it, they were talking about. I don't know who it was. Someone from the XFL. Where they were saying, like, how they studied it for so long before they implemented it because they didn't want to. And then a lot of people were laughing at them. But I think it's a really good rule. The NFL, most of the rules that they make, like new rules, suck. Like, they're like, how can we make things
worse,
crappier? Like, how can we? So, like, that, I don't want to go off on that tackle rule because we're going to talk about that. That's trash. But I think this is going to be huge for the kick return game and just excitement of the game, but not just for the Packers, but against the Packers, because they got to make sure that they defend that. And a lot of people are talking about Mark Murphy, why he voted against it. Like, he said basically that he wanted to see it for a preseason, like, testing period, and then decide from there. But they're like, no, we're going full year, you know what I mean? Full send, as they say. And that's why he voted against it. But maybe, like, I saw someone on Twitter say this. I forget who it was, but they said maybe with the special teams of the Packers pass, they were just like, we don't want more special teams. We want less special teams. But I feel like one of our, like, Keyshawn Nixon, he can return them, you know? So I think it'll be interesting. One of the things that I saw from XFL people were saying that you'll see more, if they keep this for years, you'll see more running back types returning kicks because they said it's more of like a running game situation. Not exactly, not exactly the same, but like there's room. There's small narrows, lanes that open up. So it's kind of like a running back view, as far as like returning kicks. It's not the same, but I think it's going to be good. You know what I mean?
It's going to make it interesting, right? That's the thing that I'm most excited about is that it's different. And it's not totally stupid. It's like, I can understand the logic here. Let's see it. I agree with Murphy that maybe we should have tried it out first. But the good news is we're in March and it's been determined. So you can get prepared for it. And I mean, it's not happening in July. And you're like, oh my goodness, I'm excited. You know what? It causes me to be more interested at this stage. Than less interesting because the other rules have caused me to say I'm actually less interested.
Yeah, so I was saying that I should have done the other rule first so we can like get the bad out of the way. Dude, you want to hear a joke that I think is just absolutely hilarious?
Yes, I do.
Joyner Lucas has a new album out, right? And okay. I was listening to it, and he has like an audio like of a joke in a song. I only heard a song once. I gotta go back and listen to it, but I know this is probably an old joke. It's like a dad joke, but it's hilarious to me, and I want to repeat it. He says, yeah, the doctor called me. Went in for the doctor's visit. He called me. He says, yeah, I got your results. You only have 24 hours to live. And then he's like, well, no, I screwed this up. Let me start this over. The doctor calls me and says, I got bad news and I got worse news for you. Okay. And he's like, all right, let me hear the bad news. And he said, you have 24 hours to live. And he goes, well, I don't know how it could get any worse than that. What's the worst news? He said, I couldn't get a hold of you yesterday. That is such a good joke. If I didn't like ruin it a little bit then, but I'll edit that out. I'll clip it. You know what I mean?
Okay, dude,
that
is such a funny joke. This is a real life. A friend of mine entered a 7-Eleven contest, like bought a Slurpee or something like that.
Yeah.
And ended up winning a car. Okay. Like a free car. No, you know, kidding. All those things. And they messaged him, they emailed him and said, congratulations, you won a car. And he thought it was a scam. So he deleted it. So then they messaged him again and said, hey, you won a car. And he's like, this is a scam. Delete it. He deleted it three times. He got a fourth email about it. And he said, I wonder if I should check into this. He checked into it, and he had actually won the car, like full-on brand-new vehicle. And they said, if you had not – we're going to reach out a fifth time. If you had not reached out, we were going to give it to someone else.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so yeah, you got it. Because nowadays you don't know. Like, you don't know if it's the doctor calling you, telling you only have 24 hours to live. You don't know if there's a scammer on the other end. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah, dude. I've been scammed. I don't want to talk about it.
All right, why you have me on the show. You can't afford a real guest.
Yeah, I've been getting scammed so much. All right, so let's talk about the rule. The rule everyone's talking about. Yep. We got to hammer some comments. What's up, Dan? He says, two-hand touch so that guys like Travis Kelce don't go home and boo-boo.
With a boo-boo. That's awesome.
I actually like Travis Kelce, but but all right, so let's talk about this hip drop. Is that what's called, this hip drop tackle? I read the definition because last night, and it basically describes a tackle. Like you grab a guy, hold him, either arms around him or whatever, and you take him to the ground. That's a tackle. That's a definition of a tackle. The definition of that tackle is a tackle. So I think it's probably one of the worst rules that has ever been implemented in the NFL since like they're bringing up new rules. It seems like they always have new rules now, or like they're reinforcing some old rule. But I hate this rule. I think it might help with some injuries if no one's getting tackled, but like I feel like they tell the defense so much what they can do. Don't go high, don't go low. Now you can't hold them and bring them to the ground. I think that what they mean is like when you grab them and kind of drop your weight, because then ankles and stuff get kind of rolled up on. But like, I feel like it's just a tackle. What are your thoughts on this rule?
Yeah, I think it's a flag football league now. You can't, okay, you can't hit the quarterback below the knees, and you can't drive him into the ground. You can't horse collar people, which I understand that makes sense, but they still let it go sometimes. And now you can't wrap a guy around and drop your weight to tackle him. Like, Derrick Henry is going to get 4,000 yards. 4,000 yards. How are you going to stop that guy? I mean, good thing we got A.J. Dillon, because I'm telling you, he's going to rush for 2,000 yards, because every single – and if he doesn't, we're going to have – they're going to have 4,000 penalties in a game against us. Like, that's just – it makes no sense, Matt, that this has come in. It makes me so mad that I want to make a video on it, but then I'm figuring everyone's making a video on it. But if I just, like, rage enough, maybe people will watch it. You know what I mean? Like, because it's just, like, one of those things where, like, what you're saying, it doesn't – okay, it's now to the discretion of the ref, and it's literally going to be so many penalties. It's going to be wild.
Yeah, it's kind of like that – like, when they first started that dragging the player – or diving the player into the ground rule. Like, it was, like, so many calls and just ridiculous. But even then, I kind of get what they're going for there, because, like, driving player to the ground, if you're putting all your weight on him, you know, you break ribs and do all that stuff. But, like, this rule, I get that it's probably going to help injuries because you're not tackling. Like, but, like, it's just stupid to me, because, like, this is – it's tackle football. And, like, so, like, I'd like to see, instead of saying how you can't tackle, have them come out and show how are you supposed to tackle? How – like, are you supposed to just run into them and hope they fall down but not hit them in the head? Don't graze their helmet, but, like, just kind of give them a little shoulder bump. People are going to start – be out there just trying to, like, convince them to go to the ground, like, you know, buying them off or, like, insult. That'll be one day. Running back, get the ball, and there'll be someone there just doing your mama jokes. And then if they get their feelings hurt enough, they fall down, and that's a tackle. Like, I think it's just it's ridiculous. What they're doing to defensive players is just atrocious. It's like, I don't know how you play defense. They're going so fast. And now, like, you're talking about, like, guys like Derrick Henry, like, these big dudes. How do you get them down if you can't put your arms around them and drag them to the ground? So they just want, like, full-on just, you know, shoulder tackles or whatever, but not the helmet. It's just insanity.
Not the helmet. It's like, you can't hit him up here. You can't hit him way down here, and you can't wrap around, pull him down now. But so I do think there's going to be lots of confusion. Matt, you're 1,000% right on this. What can they do? Obviously, you can wrap and drive him to the ground. That is definitely a possibility. You can wrap up the legs and pull them down like that, like make them trip them up, right? But and then you can shoulder check them as long as it doesn't hit the head, right? But I just think, like, I understand the player safety part. I get that. That's why they do the horse collar. That's why you can't tackle a guy below the knees. Like, that's a quarterback. I get that. That makes sense to me. This does not. I mean, the three injuries that we've sustained in the last 3 years, it doesn't make it so that we should be doing this. I mean, you can't even touch the guy in the head. Like, it does not hurt him at all. You can't slap him by accident. Or you're trying to block it and your hand comes down and hit them in the head, like, penalty. Like, what is this? It's the National Flag League. That's what it's gonna be.
Yeah, like the whole thing with the head, like you say, like, I get the head thing too. Like, if someone's getting drilled in the head, but like you said, like, they gotta be able to see that someone just got slapped in the head. They're wearing a helmet, they're gonna be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife hits me like that all day. I'm fine. You know what I mean? But, like,
that's why your eyes are the way they are.
Really, just from constant slapping, my eyes are all over the place. I think that they need to have a guy, because, like, they have, I think that they were going for a new rule, or it might have passed. There's so many of them, but, like, about looking, you know, to challenge different things in the game. Like, I forget what they all were. I got to look into it before I talk about it. But, like, my belief is they should have a guy on top in the booth, like a head official. And he talks to the head official on the field, and when something is wrong and he doesn't like it, like, he could see it on TV, he saw the replays, just buzz down real quick and be like, that's not right, here's what it is. And then that official just listens to him because he's seen it. And if he screws up, get rid of him, get a new guy. get a new person up there.
Do you think that that's what they already do by phoning into wherever? Is it New York or wherever they're phoning into? Because there's not that many calls to call in. It's like, okay, we need a ruling. Well, just wait a minute. We're in Buffalo right now talking to blah, blah, blah. Like, doesn't happen very often. So I think that's why the call, whether it's upstairs or if it's in, you know, whatever city, I wonder if it's that's what their thinking is. But I understand what you're saying to each game. I just don't think they want to pay for all those salaries. Now, if they do want to pay for all those salaries, Matt and I are willing to be the Green Bay representatives.
So yeah, like, okay. I'll go up there and tell you what's what. People think the referees are bad for the Packers now. That's like everyone says. Yeah, I don't need glasses, man. I see the field. I see that scoreboard. I see it all right at once. But I really do. I think that if there's a person up there, like if they call pass interference, if they call holding, whatever, if they don't, I mean, the holding's different because like you can really can't see it on the cameras as good. But like those plays were just obvious. Where they just buzzed down and like, shut up. That was a horrible call. Yeah. Don't have to challenge it. I'll tell you right now, we'll save time. Because that's the whole thing. They don't want to slow the game down. And I get that because nobody wants to watch the game with just referees talking, you know, huddled up for, you know, whatever, how many minutes, but they got to fix it. These rules are getting insane, especially with on the defense side of the ball. It's just insanity. Like, I don't know. I think it's going to be a mess this season. I don't think just like when they had that, you know, all the defensive rules, like when they first started bringing them out, how it just like kind of stopped the game. Everyone was like, what is it? This is horrible. Everyone's complaining. I think that we're going to have a lot of complaining this season. And, I think it's going to be a fun season still.
To me, honestly, I don't want to, like, I'm a very positive person, but you think about it, it's like you're adding this rule. It feels like to me that it's going to be not very fun. Like, I don't want more penalties. I want, not I want less. I just want, if it's a penalty, call it. I don't care, you know, what the rule is or whatever, just call it. But there's so many, like, it's already like you can call holding on every single play if you wanted to.
Yeah.
But it's like we call excessive holding. And then it's like some guys, it's like the guy's like going, you know,
yeah.
Like, really? How come you didn't call it? So I am worried. Honestly, it does worry me about the entertainment value. I do think like your point about Kelsey and like some of these guys, like, what are you going to do with Mark Andrews? Like, he is a big boy. And you got some nickel back playing. Are, you know, playing, you know, or you know, you're in the quarters defense and you got this like 5'11", 175-pound back trying to, like, you know, defensive back pull him down. Like, it's not going to happen.
And yeah.
Then how long is it? 15-yard penalty, Matt?
I think so. Yeah, I think it's 15 yards.
So it's a personal foul. Like, it's a big deal. 15 yards changes the game, right? So you have to decide. He's either going to score or I'm going to take a 15-yard penalty. So I'm just going to hold on to him and rank him down because I can't let him score.
and what if they do get like just put a big dude back there, you know, like the Bears did back in the day with Perry. Packers did a little bit, I think, with Raji. Like, just put a big dude. They're not going to be able to tackle him unless they grab him and unless 100%. They, like, take out his legs or whatever. But like, yeah, I feel like it's a bad rule. And I feel like this is a rule that might get taken away. Like, after a year or two, they're like, all right, that was horrible. We all make bad decisions. I hope, Matt, maybe they come to their senses.
Matt, think about it. Okay. I don't think they're going to change it mid-season, but I'm telling you right now, my prediction is the outcry is going to be so bad by week 4 that they're going to say we made a mistake.
Yeah,
and then
maybe just stop. Yeah, and I could see them even too if they realize, all right, we made a mistake, we're screwing the game up, or just irritating everyone for the benefit isn't good enough, that they could be like, tell the refs, all right, let's stop calling it, or like limit it to like severe cases. Like you mentioned before, the horse collar tackle, that is a good rule, because when you're getting pulled down, like from the all types of injuries can happen. Like, I almost hurt myself just pretending to do it right there. Like, I kind of felt pain in 3 areas of my body. So I get that rule, but like, yeah, but there's a lot of good, stuff. I haven't talked to you in a little bit, so we'll talk about some Green Bay Packers stuff, and people can hammer the chat if you guys have questions. We have 588 people watching right now live. So shout out to 500. Be sure to subscribe if you're on YouTube, if you're on Facebook, like, share if you're on Twitter. Do what they do on Twitter, where they're like, retweet this thing. Show the world this mediocre show. but actually, Josh Jacobs.
That's a good thing. Can I just give a shout out to Matt? Because I follow him on every single platform he's on, and I do not get disappointed. Matt's content is excellent. I'm a huge fan. I really appreciate how much you've been grinding and how much content you're pushing out. So thank you, Matt, for doing that. So I just want to tell everyone who's watching, all 500,000 people are watching right now, please hit the like and subscribe. Follow Matt Ramage. He does incredible Packers content.
I appreciate it. You got me over here like blushing and whatnot. We're over 600 now. Over 600.
It works. And he just hurt himself. I think he's going on workers' comp because he tried to do that horse collar thing. So,
dude, I wish I could get a workers' comp, dude. I've been trying to get that thing. I shouldn't say that. I'll get hurt next week. You're like, he faked it.
You go to your coworker. I was like, hey, dude, when I go by, grab my horse collar, just rank on it real hard.
I don't know. That usually doesn't happen in my everyday life. Like going into work through the parking lot, just get a horse collar tackled. Like, now I get it. All right. That'd be a funny thing, too. Roger Goodell, like, all these fans complaining about this this hip drop tackle. Let's go run up on one of them and do that to them. Just the regular dude walking to work and someone just hip drop.
You should make a video on that.
That'd be a good video.
Do all the things you can't do in the NFL at work.
Yeah. I get fired a day. That would be fun, though. All right, so let's talk about it. I want to hear your opinion. Josh Jacobs, that's a lot of people are talking to me about. I'm excited about Josh Jacobs. I've been very clear about that. I think he's going to be a great addition. Like, we all love Aaron Jones and all that, but what do you think Josh Jacobs brings to this Green Bay Packers offense?
Yeah, the longer this goes on, the more I get excited personally, because, and it's not because I'm a homer or because that's my favorite team, but if you would have told me, Trev, we're releasing Aaron Jones, we can't get the contract going, who do you want at running back? Josh Jacobs would have been either the top of the list or number two at the list. Because this kid, not only is he a bell cow running back, he is a character dude. Now, just like when Aaron Jones left and we're like, why are we trading a guy who's considered the heart and soul of this team? Why would you trade a teammate like that? That's what the Raiders are talking about Josh Jacobs. Why did we let a guy like this walk? I mean, that is such a great question to ask by the Green Bay Packers and the Vegas Raiders. Yeah. Like, honestly, what are you guys doing letting these kind of guys go? Like for Vegas, for example, he's only making $5.3 million per year. Like, that's what the contract actually works out to be. Now, he gets all the incentives and all the, guaranteed money and all that stuff. That's what really bumps it up. But, like, cap hit-wise, why didn't you sign him back? The good news is Green Bay did. And this kid, what I like about him, he's different than Aaron Jones in this way. He's thicker and he still makes people miss, but he is a wrecking ball, dude. It's not like he's not like as big as Derrick Henry, but he is super talented. And how are you that big and you make guys in the NFL who are seriously, this is so wild, Matt. Think about this. They get paid for a living, millions of dollars to tackle, and they literally don't even get a finger on him. Like, that's how good he can juke. And then what he does is when he can't, he puts the shoulder down and tries to run through you. So, I'm more excited today. I think what it was is I was sad that Aaron Jones is leaving, and I couldn't get excited. But if you had told me 2 days before free agency that they have decided to release Aaron Jones, and then we're like, oh no, who are we going to get? And it's Josh Jacobs. I'm like, okay.
See, that is what I was saying, is if Aaron Jones would have got released and there was 2 or 3 weeks, like Aaron Jones released, everyone went through the emotions. We love you, Aaron Jones. Why they do that? Everyone was upset. And then we're like, all right, now who's going to be running back one? And everyone had those conversations, who it could be, who it should be. And then they signed Josh Jacobs. Everyone would be elated. everyone would be like, yeah. And I think most people are excited still. You're just kind of like a bittersweet because everyone loves Aaron Jones. But because it happened so fast, and then Aaron Jones signed with the Vikings, as a Packer fan, dude, you were like in the episode of Lost. I don't know if anyone's ever watched that show. That's bananas. But it was just like your mind couldn't take it all. It was so much happening. Then you got Viking fans all rubbing it in. We got you, boy. Yeah, they were like, we got you, guy, man. We got Aaron Jones. But I'm excited. Josh Jacobs, I think he's going to be a good running back. I don't think it's like an insane upgrade. I feel like they're both pretty equal. Josh Jacobs is younger. But I feel like Aaron Jones could do a lot of the stuff that Josh Jacobs can do. Like, we'll see how long he can do it for. Hopefully for a long time. I'll be rooting for Aaron Jones. And that's the thing about, like, when your favorite players go to rival teams, like, people are like, I can't root for him. But, like, I rooted for Clinton Dix in Chicago. I hate the Bears. As much as a person can hate a team, I hate the Bears. I don't ever want to see them win a game, ever. I didn't watch games and, like, oh, I hope they win, so Ha-Ha looks good. But, like, when I watched and he was on the field, like, when he had a good play, I rooted for him. Like, when I saw the highlights and how I made a play, I was excited. But, like, I no one's going to watch, like, Viking games and be like, I hope they win for Aaron Jones. But, like, when you see the highlights and he gets a touchdown and they lose, you'll be like, yeah, good for him. You know what I mean? I think everyone loves Aaron Jones. But I think the offense is better right now. So let me ask you this. Do you think the offense or the Packers team is better now than they were at the end of last season?
I think it's similar. Yeah. I don't know if it's better or worse. I mean, at the end of the day, Aaron Jones is 29 years old. There's something when you hit 30. Now, he's hitting 30 this next season. And we just it might have been a lateral move to give us.
We're at 700. We're at 700 people watching. I just want to let you know I'm just talking.
Let's go. I need to cut you off. So if you think about that, right? 700 people realizing that we got 3 years younger on the running back. Now, just a reminder that Josh Jacobs just turned 26.
Yeah.
He just turned 26. Young. He's young, and he's already been – didn't he lead the league in rushing 2 years ago?
Yeah, was it like 2 years ago? Yeah, I think it was – yeah, 2 years ago, or whatever.
1,600 yards he had, Matt. Like, that's insane. Now, last year – you're saying, well, he didn't do very good last year. I had him on my fantasy team, and he sucked. It's like, okay, well, bro, guess what? He also had three different quarterbacks. He had a terrible coach. So, like, that thing matters. You have a good O-line in Green Bay. You have a great coach. You have a quarterback that's more than competent. He's actually a franchise quarterback. You've got wide receivers that get open. So I'm just telling you right now, you're coming to this. You are coming to paradise, brother. That's what you're coming
to. Talk to him.
So, Josh Jacobs, be ready to rip it up because you are going to do things here that you could not do in Vegas. I'm just telling you right now.
Let him know, dude. I want to see a Josh Jacobs Lambo leaping. All right. I think he mentioned a Lambo leap in an interview somewhere. I don't remember what he said, so I don't know why I brought it up. But I can't wait to see him. We got ourselves a safety, McKinney. What do you think? I that's why when I say the Packers are better now than at the end of the season, that's what I mean. Is they got top notch safety, and I'm not saying like they're like leaps and bounds. Like, oh, they improved. Like, they were trash. I think that they were a good team before, and then you factor in the draft. I think that they're getting a lot of depth from that. But I think McKinney, like, safety is such a huge position, and he's one of the, you know, I'm not a safety expert. I don't know a ton about him. I'm not going to pretend like I'm. I should be on a safety committee at work, you know what I mean? But no horse collar at the cheese factory, bros. But I think having a top-notch safety, like one of the better safeties in the league, is just so huge. New defense. I'm excited about this defense. I think they got all. But what are you thinking about McKinney?
Okay, so Matt, I got to go back and watch this because I thought you asked me, do you think our offense is better? If you're talking about is the team better? I'm 100% all in.
All right, I got you.
You just said with McKinney, dude, this kid is lights out. He's 24 years old. He's an elite safety. Go Google McKinney highlights from last year. You're going to be like, this guy's a ball hawk. He is so stinking good that I am absolutely stuck. pumped is stoked is the word I'm trying to say. Okay, listen, here's the other thing, Matt, that makes our team better. There's no Joe Barry. We upgraded our defensive coordinator. Okay. We just got better at safety. Now, losing Savage, I didn't like that. But we upgraded at safety, everyone. We're going to draft some kind of linebacker that's going to make a difference. Everyone's like, Campbell, oh, we're sad he's gone. I'm like, he had one good year, and he's been injured a lot. So I think this team, after the draft is done, it's going to be even better than it was. And so all these people going, oh, Green Bay's going to regress. What? No, they're not. Yeah,
bananas.
I'm telling you right now, we're going to have more wins this next season than we did last year. We are going to make the playoffs, and we're going to continue to make noise. And that's what I think is going to happen. So the answer is absolutely pumped that we got Josh Jacobs and McKinney. That is, I am pumped, Matt.
Yeah, they're like Goody doing his thing, because those are two of the top, wherever you want to list them, but the two of the top free agents, I don't know where, you know, top five or whatever you want to say. A lot of people, they were the top two free agents, and the Packers got them. And I had this up last night. I don't have it now, but like the last two drafts, Goody like has a big list of people who are top-notch players for the Packers. They're big contributors. So what do you see from this draft? Do you see the Packers, anyone that they draft, being a big contributor, or do you feel like it's going to be a lot of depth?
Well, you know what's interesting about that? Because I did a video just recently called In Goot We Trust.
Yeah.
And I talked and I showed what you were talking about, like his drafting ability and how successful he's been. So I'm just believing that even if we hit on 50% of our draft picks, it's going to be, we will be better. Okay. Now I think we might even hit on higher. Who knows? I'm not sure. I know you can't bat 1,000, right? You just can't bat 1,000. And then injuries come to play. But when I think about the draft, and I think this year it's going to be one of those drafts where we're going to be like, yeah, it was okay. Because we're not drafting the guys that are flashy and shiny and all those things that, like, wow, you know, he had, you know, all, like, it's not a quarterback, it's not a wide receiver, it's not going to be a running back, right? So what we're going to be getting is like, oh, we got an O lineman, oh, we got a defensive, oh, we got a middle linebacker or an inside linebacker, you know what I mean? Like, or we went and got a corner, or we went and got another safety, and it's like, that's where I think it's like, that's all we need, Matt.
Yeah.
And the first three rounds almost always play. So I'm personally excited. Like I get it's the off season. It's the bear season, right? This is the only time they're relevant, right? And so people can talk about them. That's so great. And congrats. You got 1-9 and well done, right? But guess what? We're already at this level and we're adding to it. And so, you know what I mean? Like, I'm super pumped about this draft in the way that we are going to build on to being even greater. Like, if we can get a difference maker in that first pick, Matt, like if we got a, say we get an edge rusher, another edge rusher. I mean, a lot of people are talking about Murphy right now. And what if Murphy turns out to be a super stud? What if Edgerrin Cooper, we land him as at middle linebacker, and all of a sudden he's just like lights out. Like when we got Quay Walker, I was like, I thought the other guy from Georgia was the better linebacker. I'm like, and my friend's like, no, he's quick. He can go side to side. I'm like, all right, what do I know? Next thing you know, we got Quay Walker. This guy's awesome. So
I love Quay Walker.
Yeah, I can't sit here and go, well, I really want this guy or this guy. It's like whoever we draft. Like, I didn't even know who Jaden Reed was when we drafted him.
I don't know who any of them are when we draft him.
Exactly. And so now he's a household name, bro. Like, he's
household name. Jaden Reed's going to be huge. Yeah.
He's fantastic. He's exactly what we needed to fit in our scheme. I mean, we got Wicks in the fifth round. Are you kidding me right now?
These young pass catchers, factored in tight ends as well, absolutely awesome. We are almost 800 people watching, 797, but I do want to give a shout out right here. We have ourselves, look right here, United Bates became a YouTube member. I think it might be the only YouTube member I have, but I appreciate that for real. Trying to get this YouTube thing going, I appreciate that. Everyone watching on YouTube, you are all awesome. You know what I mean? That's awesome for me. I mean, for all of us, You too, Rev. You made that happen, Mr. Rev Trev. That doesn't happen when you're not here. But yeah, I talking about like these receivers, like Wicks, Jaden Reed, Dobbs, Christian Watson's gonna be healthy. Like they got Tucker Kraft and Musgrave, and all the injuries from last season, even Aaron Jones being out. Now it's gonna be Josh Jacobs. But like if they can just manage to not have major injuries to those key players, the Packers' offense is stupid. They're gonna be so good. But like obviously injuries are gonna happen. Some guys are gonna get hurt. That's just the name of the game. But man, if they could just keep some guys on the field, man, this Packers. And I think Jordan loves him. He's so good. He seems so confident. You see my podcast, different videos. And he's just he's soaking it all in. He's already working. But like people are saying, he's already working. Like I expect most quarterbacks in the league are probably working too. And which I think he's doing what he's supposed to do. And I'm glad for that. I think he's a hard worker. He seems like it. But I think all quarterbacks, if you know their name, they're hard workers. I don't think any quarterback's like slouching off and making it in the league. I think
you're right. I mean, the only guy who didn't want to work in the offseason was Rodgers with his new teammates. Like, we had like brand new wide receivers. Like, I'm good. Like, I'm talented enough to make these guys good, right? And it's like, no, you can't. You can't do that. And then you're mad because they didn't run the route right. And it's like, how do you not know that? It's like, you didn't put the time in. But these other quarterbacks are putting the time in. And I love Aaron Rodgers. Don't get me wrong. I highly respect him. I think he was he's my favorite player of all time. So that's no like disrespect in the way of him as a person. But it's just a fact that Jordan Love is already working. He's already studying. I'm really excited for him, Matt. Like he doesn't get rattled. There's no rattle in Jordan Love. You know when he makes those bad throws and he loses the game and he's like, oh, man, I got to learn from that. You literally hear him talking. I'm like, this is the kind of guy you want leading the team. You know,
learning absolutely.
From mistakes, you know?
Yeah, I think that like when quarterbacks get older, I feel like they're like, they don't have to like do this and that. And I also think that like, because I love Aaron Rodgers, and I'll always, you know, on the field, like he's like a legend, and he was so fun to watch. I talk a lot of trash, and like when I started doing this, like Instagram and like video stuff on social media, I was running my mouth. My Packer team is better than your team, and most time I was right. And a big part of that was because of Aaron Rodgers. So Aaron Rodgers, I can't run my mouth, and now Jordan loves him to give me that ability. But like I feel like when quarterbacks get older, they feel like they don't need to do that. And when there's that disconnect, when you have even Brett Favre, the same thing with Favre when he was talking about it, when he was aging and his wide receivers are like doing different things. They're playing video games. They're doing stuff that younger people do. And they just can't, I think it's hard to like hang out because like they can go bowling, they can do this and that. But like to actually vibe together is more difficult because like even at me, at my job, I'm 44 years old. I just found out, I thought I was 43. Like a month ago, I started doing math and I was like, wait a minute, I missed a birthday somewhere. You know what I mean? I'm 44 years old. But like, I talk to these like 20 year olds at my job. We're not talking about the same thing. I mean, I'm pretty cool. So I'd say I'm cooler than the average old quarterback. You know, I still listen to Jay-Z and all that.
Do any of the kids now listen to Jay-Z?
I don't think they do. I don't know if that was a good example. Bon Jovi.
I'm really cool with him.
I don't listen to any new music. I ain't gonna lie to you. These kids today are crazy. But no, but I think that having a young quarterback, not even a young quarterback, the same age as Jaden Reed. I don't know their exact ages, but like they're all in their first, second year. Well, totally. Jordan Love, obviously a little older than that, but like they're all young. They can hang out together. And I think being a good team is all about more than just on the field, is hanging out. What are you doing? You're watching movies, whatever you do to entertain yourself, they can do it together. And I don't know. I think this team's going to be lights out. It's going to be great. 858 people watching right now, Trev. We got what do we got here? Oh, look at
gifted 5.
I don't even know what that means, but that is awesome. What's it mean? Let them know.
Okay, so what happens is when you can buy your own membership, but if you want to gift anyone else a membership, you can't pick. It just randomly goes. So when you buy 5 memberships like you just did, thank you, United Bates. That's awesome. It goes to 5 random people that are watching right now. So if you're watching on YouTube, there's five people that just got it. I'm on YouTube right now. I want to find out if I got it. So
yeah, because I bet there's only five people watching on YouTube right now.
No. So Paul Anthony got gifted. Anton got it. Mike got it. Katie got it. And Jesse. So there you go.
There you go.
Let's go. Well done. Thank you so much. Dude,
United Bates, you are awesome. Dude, this stuff really is fun, isn't it?
Yeah, I love it. Because you know why, Matt? This is like a lot of people trash our team because we're good, you know? But you know what? Yeah. Our fan base is so awesome because we're faithful. We're loyal. Do we think we're going to win the Super Bowl every year? No, probably not. Most of us don't think that. But
yeah, boy, I do most years. Competitive, but...
And, you know, we're going to win. We won lots of Super Bowls, and we're hungry, and we want more for sure. But, like, this fan base is fantastic. United Bates is one of those guys. 850 people in here. Think about how awesome this fan base is. Let's be honest.
I absolutely love it. And that is, like, why, like, I don't think we talked about this earlier, but, like, you know, the Green Bay and the Packers, they kind of, like, fell out of they had negotiations going on, but they're still, like, signed up for 19 years, like, the lease for the Packers. So there's no worry that the Packers are leaving Green Bay. But one thing that irritated me about the whole thing, people started trashing Green Bay. They're like, well, it wouldn't even be a city if it wasn't for the Packers. And that's not true. I love the Packers. Packers have done marvelous things for Green Bay. Like, obviously, I don't think it would be as big. It wouldn't be – I think it's successful for that reason, business-wise. But, like, Green Bay, like, there's some history to Green Bay. Like, with the bay there, the water, that's how things – I'm not going to turn this into a history lesson. But, like, the Green Bay, like – yeah, Green Bay was an important place in history. And I think the Packers and Green Bay go together beautifully. And they're never – dude, there's no chance – the Packers live in Green Bay. This negotiation, they kind of, I feel like the Packers came up and be like, hey, we want to pay less rent, which who doesn't, you know what I mean? If I could call my bank, like, yeah, I want to pay less mortgage, but also, you know what I mean? So, like, and then whatever, it fell off. But I don't think that there's any problem with the Packers in Green Bay. They all love each other. Everything's going to be good. There's some business stuff. I don't ever remember even having to talk about this before because they've had a deal for, like, I don't know. I think it was like 40 years or whatever. Like, these deals are not like short-term deals, but Green Bay will never lose the Packers. Even like seeing the jokes, well, they'll be the Milwaukee this or that or the Appleton this or that. Those are great cities, but like, yo, the Packers are Green Bay. I will not ha-ha at any of your jokes talking about anything other than that. But what are your thoughts on that? Like, did you see like people talking about that? Or like, I know the mayor kind of like spoke out about it too. I don't like this talk at all though.
Yeah, it's a thing at the moment, but I think there's a 9-year lease still. Like there's no.
Well, I think it's 19. I think it's 19 years or like because they have a certain amount of years, but then there's like five times they can like a 2-year add-on, whatever you want to call it. It's not the right word.
Well, but, 9 plus 5 is not 19, but anyways.
Whatever the math is, it's like 19.
You were 43, so it doesn't matter. Okay, so.
Yeah, math obviously is not my thing.
But here's the thing. The city can't go without it. They'll never have a team like this again. So in their best interest, it would be to keep the team. Now, I can understand the team saying, hey, listen, we bring a lot to this city. And there's a lot of teams that want us, but listen, we don't want to leave. We love being here. Let's work something out. They're going to work something out. I mean, it's a lot of drama. You know what? We had a drama-free year, Matt, with no.
Yeah, but like this one kind of triggered me a little bit, but I think it might even be in their bylaws that they can't even like move because like if they do, I heard some, I'm not going to say this is fact because I read this, that they have to like, break down, they had to do something to leave Green Bay. I don't think that's even a possibility of the Packers leaving Green Bay. They don't want to leave. The Packers don't want to leave. But, like, the Packers or the city of Green Bay early on held the Packers up. Like, the Packers weren't the Packers of now where everyone loves them. It's cool to love the Packers. It's cool to, like, you know, ride with the Packers. Back in the day, like, the Packers weren't that. Like, nobody was that. The NFL was just starting. Like, there was just a team, and the city loved them, and they brought them up. So, like, I feel like they both need each other equally. I'm not, like, saying, like, the the Packers need Green Bay. The Packers, you know, NFL teams can make it work. You know, they have a team. They have two in Texas. They have a Jacksonville has a team. They have people get eaten by gators daily over there. I don't know if that's true. But no, but I feel like the Packers in Green Bay, like even Mark Murphy kind of laughed about it when he was like, we want to be in Green Bay. He's like, well, we're going to be in Green Bay. Like, this is not like a, we'll see what happens. This, they're going to be in Green Bay. They're going to get the deal fixed. I think the Packers are asking for like a break on their rent, which I think is funny. Cause they got like all the money. Like, hey man, we ain't going to make it. Let's recalibrate. But I think it'll all work out. Everything is going to be good. 903 people watching right now as I'm rambling about. I forgot what I was even talking about.
50 minutes in too, Matt. 50 minutes dude. In, you have 900 people. That's awesome.
I think it's a beautiful thing. It's definitely new. I don't know why people are watching, but that's what it is for me. Like, as a Packer fan, like I'm passionate about Green Bay too. Like, I on both sides of it, because if someone trashes the Packers, I'm going to defend the Packers every single day, even if I'm wrong, if I got none good. It's kind of the same with Green Bay. I grew up a lot of my life in Green Bay. I don't live there now, but, like, I live right outside about a half hour. And I don't like people to trash. You don't have to trash Green Bay to, like, prop the Packers up, just like anything. You don't have to trash something to prop something else up. You can be like, hey, this is a great thing, but, like, you know, that can be a great thing too. I think Green Bay, I feel like this, not just Green Bay, but, like, this part of Wisconsin is just there's a lot, like Door County. Like, there's a lot to do in and around Green Bay. People are like, oh, you know, Green Bay, it's just football. There's a lot more to Green Bay than just the Packers. I mean, the Packers are a big part of it, and my favorite part of it. I love that the Packers are in Green Bay.
I mean, without the cheese, the rest of the United States would suck, right? So
yeah, that cheese. I work at Cheese Factory, so I'm basically Wisconsin. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, I want to give a shout out to Jason. Jason is a great Packers fan. Love having that guy here. He is so thankful, Jason, you stopped by and you're watching this. Big fan of yours. So I think you're a cool dude.
What is up, Jason? How are we doing? So I think we're going to wrap this thing up, but I do want to give a shout out to Nicolay Law. I forgot to do that early in the show. Well, usually when I do.
Here. You can see him the whole time. He's hanging out with me on my shoulder.
Yeah, he's right there. Over on your shirt. But he was on my podcast, Russell Nicolay. A lot of people might have seen it. If you haven't, go back and listen to that or watch that on YouTube. But Russell Nicolay is he's Wisconsin born. Like, we talk about Wisconsin, like Green Bay. I love this state. I absolutely do. I think some of the greatest people, there's some great people outside of Wisconsin, but I feel like Wisconsin is just there's nowhere else I'd rather be. And Nicolay Law is helping out. You get hurt in a car accident, and insurance companies being a little mischievous, is that a word? You know how insurance companies be sure to check out Nicolay Law. They do great stuff. They sponsor a lot of Wisconsin people doing what kind of like what I do. They're helping the economy, you know what I mean, helping broke podcasters one show at a time. But right. Shout out to Nicolay Law. I appreciate y'all listening, watching. Nicholas, how you doing? All right, so we're gonna wrap this thing up. Be sure to check out RevTrev NFL. That's his name. He's over on Twitter/X. He's on Facebook. He's on YouTube. He is not on Instagram, so don't you dare search him on Instagram.
And I'm also on TikTok, which this funny thing is, oh, yeah? I hit the algorithm where I can only get to 200 views of video, and my Packers content is lit, everyone. So somehow we got to get that off of the two. I don't know what's wrong with TikTok, but I cannot.
Yeah, they don't like football.
Yeah, they don't like football. They're a bunch of nice people there. So
no, like TikTok, like I'll make a dumb video with my eyes. I'll cross my eyes, be like, yeah, I was walking down the street and I got hit by a bus, or whatever. Some stupid joke, it'll get a million views.
Yeah.
I do I'll break down some Packer stuff like on Instagram. It does okay, even it doesn't do good there either. But on TikTok, like it'll get like 14 views. No one cares. Like, dude, do the eye thing. Do the eye thing, bro. No one cares.
Your eye jokes are so funny though, Matt. But, like, I literally, when I'm on TikTok watching them, because I literally laugh out loud. They are that funny. So I wish I had content like that. Maybe I'll do one at work with the whole horse collar one, and then no joke.
Yeah. I have to start doing thinking of some more jokes, because like the eye jokes, you kind of run out. You know, I was a bus driver for a while. Dude, actually, I did a video one time, like on Vine. That's kind of how I started social media on Vine. It was like 6 second videos. I made a joke one time that I said, "Hey, I'm a bus driver. My eyes were all jacked up," and I said, "And I got 14 kids. I got to pick up today." And then I went, I said, 13. And people got mad. And people got so mad at comments. I was like, bro, I was in an SUV. I was not driving a bus, and it wasn't moving. You can see my garage behind me. This was a joke. People were like, it's not funny to joke about running over kids in a bus. I thought it was. But anyway, we're going to wrap this thing up. Big shout to Quick Trip. Big shout to Nick Laylaw, sponsoring the show, and Mr. RevTrev. Be sure to check out RevTrev on YouTube, Facebook, and the TikTok. And be sure to like and share and all that stuff. And tell your friends about this great show that you witnessed today. Yeah, unless you thought it sucked, then don't tell nobody about it. You know what I mean? Go Pack Go. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Much love, baby. We are out.